Today we're celebrating the sacrament of communion, and the thing with communion is it's very important. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. But because it's something we do, and there's bread and there's juice, sometimes it can feel like a ritual, something that we just do, like we're going through the motions, which we want to avoid that. We want to always be aware and conscious of what we're doing and how important it is and why it matters so much. So I want to tell us a story just to remind us, okay, here's one way to think about the meaning and importance of communion. And it has to do with a story from a man, and he lived in America. I'm going to put a slide up here. And this comes to us from the country of Iraq. And this was several years ago, and a man had an idea. And he said, you know what, there's people who travel, and they love to travel, and they like to go to different countries, but sometimes they go to this amazing place, but they stay in like a cheap hotel, or maybe it's they eat McDonald's or something like that. We want to give some people who travel, who really love, you know, the experience and history, to be able to actually go and stay at places which are really meaningful and which have some sort of historical significance, right? And so they've been restoring something called the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, they're working on this, and he thought, wait a second, if I can get people, and if those people can like pay on a trip and go and actually stay there and actually see the archaeologists digging and doing their work and doing their restoration and stay in wonderful hotels and restaurants and actually be at these places, that'd be amazing. But I can't afford to do this. I need to borrow some money. I need about $1 million to make it happen. And so he went to a bank and he talked to someone called a venture capitalist, someone who like hears these really interesting ideas and okay, well maybe give money to a business or an idea, thinking, well, I'll make some money back, but I've got the capital, I've got the money to do it. And so this guy goes in there, talks about his story about taking people on trips to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, says, okay, I like that idea, I will lend you the $1 million. So it's $1 million contract, okay? That's amazing. He's got the $1 million. He goes out. He does advertising. He sets up the trips. It's going to be amazing. And so he's planning. It's about 2 weeks away from all this happening, and a war breaks out with someone called Saddam Hussein, okay? So this is 2 weeks before this is about to happen. He's already spent all the money. He spent all the money. It's gone. And he thinks, what am I going to do? I can't take people there. The country is shut down. They don't have planes. Like people can't even go there. I'm going to lose. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? And he figures out this plan. Even if I pay back $5,000 to this banker, this venture capitalist, every month for the rest of my life, that still won't even cover the interest of the $1 million that I have borrowed. So like, what do I do? So he goes into the bank and he's sweating. He's so nervous. His life could be changed. And so he goes in there. He explains the situation to this venture capitalist. And says this. This is what the banker says. Wait, what nonsense are you talking about? Repayment? And he laughs. Don't be silly. I'm a speculator. I win some. I lose some. I knew your plan had risks. It was a good idea, though, and it's hardly your fault that a war broke out. Just forget it. And so he takes the contract, and he just rips it up. And the guy's like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, praise God. He just had this whole debt of $1 million relieved, okay? So here's the connection I want to make with respect to communion, all right? So we have this agreement with God. He agrees to be our God. We agree to be his people, and we give him our very life. But what happens is we sin, and we break the laws of God. We break the commandments of God. We owe God our life. We have this debt to God because of our sin and brokenness, and really there's no way that we can ever pay it back. You think $1 million is a lot? No, your life is a lot. And part of what we celebrate at communion is Jesus pays the debt for us. He gives his life on the cross for us. And so when we have that bread, it's a reminder of Jesus' body, which was broken for us. And when we have the juice, we're reminded of that blood of Jesus that was shed for us. So he gives his life for ours, pays our debt so that we can have peace and forgiveness with God forever. Isn't that a wonderful gift? And so it's like we have this contract, except instead of $1 million, it's our lives. And Jesus pays his life so that we can be set free and experience the grace and goodness of God forever, okay? So as we have that together a little later on, I want us to be thinking of that and remembering that. That is how precious and special what Jesus has done for us, okay? All right, let's pray together before you head downstairs. This is a repeat after me. Life-giving Father, you are a wise king,
you are a wise king,
a shepherd who never sleeps,
a shepherd who never sleeps.
The one who is perfect love.
Remind us of your sacrifice.
That you paid our debt.
To give us peace and forgiveness.
Forever with you.
Fill us with gratitude.
Fill us with your spirit.
As we walk forward in life.
As disciples of Jesus.
In his name we pray.
Amen.